From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It is the biggest naming rights deal ever for the NBA. A new basketball arena in Brooklyn will be named after a British bank. Barclays paid more than $300 million for the 20-year deal. The Barclays Center will host the Brooklyn Nets after the team moves from New Jersey. And as NPR's Robert Smith reports, the arena's name is already causing some confusion.
Brooklyn has a certain image. Working class, wise guys, Coney Island, forget about it. So Brooklynites can be forgiven for not immediately thinking the name Barclays Center refers to international investment.
What do you think that's named after?
Charles Barkley?
Charles Barkley or something?
Charles Barkley, right?
No, not Charles Barkley. After the British bank, Barclays.
Never seen it in my life. Never even heard of it until you told me.
You see, Barclays doesn't have a single branch in the United States, just its large and rapidly growing investment business. And what they were buying with the more than $300 million was name recognition and an association with the romance of Brooklyn.
It's a borough that has given the world so much over the years.
In a weepy video montage, the bank saluted the Brooklyn Bridge, Jackie Robinson, and Nathan's Hot Dogs before adding its name in the mix.
Barclays is proud to present Brooklyn with the Barclays Center.
But the price tag for the name had residents here wondering if the Brits might have overpaid in a classic Brooklyn hustle. While the final numbers were not provided, Barclays is certainly paying at least $100 million more than the naming rights to the last big NBA project, Phillips Arena in Atlanta. Bob Diamond, the president of Barclays in the U.S., admitted that he wasn't too familiar with other naming rights deals.
We know how to run our businesses. So I think when it comes to investing in brand, you know, it goes through the same kind of analysis, but I will tell you, there's a bit more artwork to really measuring the success.
And it does prove that Barclays is willing to take risks. The Nets Arena is being challenged in court by Brooklyn residents who would be displaced by the project. One thing that didn't make it into that nostalgic video is that Brooklynites rarely give up without a fight. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.